Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada News Megs on the broadcast. Today we have a great all-pundit show for you with former State Senator Patricia Farley, former State Senator Warren Hardy, and Eva Segelblum, the attorney with Maddox, Segelblum, and Canepa. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we've got an all-pundit show going today with a great lineup. Eva Segelblum is here. She's an attorney with Maddox, Segelblum, and Canepa. Former State Senator Patty Farley is here, and Warren Hardy, principal with the Hardy Consulting Group, also a former state senator. So, Eva, let's start out with, the governor's proclamation yesterday about these cutbacks in the state. What are your thoughts on this?
I hope it makes a difference. I think that he had to do something given the numbers, especially in Washoe County, are very concerning. And obviously, you know, I don't think anyone would envy him or want to be in his position with the balance of the economy and tourism and gaming, as well as balancing trying to get those numbers down. So I think it's, hopefully it makes a difference. They're very restrictive, but it's not a full lockdown. So I guess we will see. I think it's probably a better idea what he did instead of what they did in California, but only time will tell.
Warren, your thoughts, and you are recovering from COVID.
Yeah, just hopefully on the end of it here. I think the governor indicated that he was going to do something if things didn't change. You know, Senator Farley and I were talking just before the show about how much we don't know about this. And I think it's time to start asking some pretty serious questions about the nature of those that are passing away from this. But until we know those answers, I think we have to err on the side of caution. I think that's what the governor did. I think, you know, I appreciated his comments on personal responsibility on this, but I feel like Nevadans have been very responsive. I haven't seen anybody outside of the home or at the store without a mask in I don't know how long. So I think people are responsive, yet it continues to move forward. Good news is I think the doctors are getting better at treating it. I think they're understanding more about how to treat it. More folks are coming through it. But it's just a tough scenario when we don't have the data we need. And hopefully we can get that.
Senator Farley, you also had COVID within your home as well.
Yeah, just recovering from it. Not me. I had it. My family members had it in my home. So I echo what both have said. It's when I go out, people have masks on. People are socially distanced. I haven't really seen a bunch of rule violators. So I think there's a lot of questions that are remaining, and probably rightfully so, in people's minds about what is actually causing the spread of this. But I don't think erring on the side of caution and trying to take every step to kind of slow it down is a bad thing either. And I think the governor is taking a lot of heat because somebody has to make a decision to do something. And everybody gets to sit around and question that, but he's responsible for it. So he's got to do in his mind and in his heart what he thinks is best. So I think we try to be more stringent with the restrictions.
All right. Well, I think everybody's pretty much in agreement here on this particular topic. So let's change tack here and go to the post-election. Eva, your thoughts on the president's continuing to fight to overturn what appear to be the results of the election. Sig Rogich said on the program the other day that until the electors vote, there is no president-elect. Your thoughts on where we are right now?
You know, I think that's a political answer that he gave, but what I would say is it's frustrating. I think that the inability to have turnover and transition in place is going to harm everyone. There's been no, I mean, I think the last count was 32-2 in terms of Trump losing battles in these various states. Obviously, you know, I'm an attorney. I don't want to deny anyone their right to challenge something that's viable, but these lawsuits are incredible in terms of they have no merit. There's been no evidence of fraud. There's been no evidence that anything was done wrong with the election. And I think he needs to come together for the country and, you know, stop pursuing these meritless lawsuits and allow the transition and the turnover to happen. I think what's happening with, again, the lack of the ability to have the transition is really harming everyone, especially with the COVID numbers.
Okay, but you're an attorney. If a client came to you and said, here is the retainer, I want you to go fight this lawsuit because I believe I've been wronged and this is your rate card and I'm going to pay it, would you not take the case?
No, I wouldn't. In fact, I make that decision every day. I turn a lot of people away because you have to look at, and you have a duty and an oath that you take as an attorney to only pursue things that have merit. Obviously, what that means is determined by a court of law, but there is something to be said that you have to analyze a case, and it's your reputation and your ethical duties on the line when you take a case that you don't think has merit. So obviously, if the attorney thinks it has merit, they can pursue it, but I think based on some of the orders we've seen from the courts, these don't have merit, and these attorneys are really just getting paid to fight something that has no merit.
All right, Senator Hardy. On the other side of this, you have fundraising from both sides going completely bonkers. I mean, that has not stopped from prior to the election all the way through election day and now post-election, and also positioning for, believe it or not, 2024. So what's your thoughts on that angle?
Well, you know, I would largely agree with Eva. I would say that elections in America are about two things. They're about selecting our leaders, but they're also about getting everybody to agree on who our leaders are. It's not unusual. Hillary Clinton did it in 2016, where she thought there were irregularities and things that needed to be investigated. We all know what happened in 2020 with Vice President Gore. That part of it's not unusual. And I think based on the second part of what we try to accomplish during elections, and that is making sure that the process is conducted in such a way that we all agree on who our leader is, that's appropriate. What's not appropriate is this continuation where, you know, we continue to file lawsuits, where we continue to chase this evidence that's just not there. I'm a Republican. You know, if you have evidence of wrongdoing, bring it forward by all means and let's investigate it. But let's not indict the good men and women of this country, the good bipartisan men and women of this country who conduct elections. Are we to believe that Barbara Sugarsky, a Republican Secretary of State, was part of a conspiracy to defeat Donald Trump? I mean, that's absurd on the face of it. So it gets to the point where you start to do violence to the second part of that, in having us all agree on who our elected officials are when you challenge without merit the results of the election. I wouldn't, and then to get to your question, so I slipped back into being a politician there for a minute, Sam, sorry. Answered the question I wanted instead of the one you asked. You know, the fundraising is going to continue. Obviously, this election's not over. We've got two special elections in Georgia that are going to determine the makeup of the U.S. Senate. So that's the other reason fundraising continues. And I feel bad for the people of Georgia who thought the election was over, because it's not. And it's not over for the rest of us either. We're going to be asked to engage and get involved. So I think the presidential election is over. Unless the president can bring something besides sour grapes, then that election's over. But we still have a lot to decide in 2020.
Senator Farley, you were in the midst of an ugly political battle yourself here. How do you view all of this from that perspective?
Oh, I think that people forget that a lot of states changed the rules really close to the election. And so whether that change actually allowed for fraud or actually made the election process better, I think because it happened so close, it gave both sides, no matter whether, in my opinion, Biden won or lost or Trump won or lost, it gave both sides some, hey, look, these rules changed, things changed, this is weird, it's an anomaly. And so what you have is the losing side, who we saw a record number of people come out, and 70 million people voted for Trump. They're concerned. And so I, on the other hand, don't think it's a bad thing to let that process work itself out through the courts and let itself exhaust itself, so that we don't see people thinking that something nefarious happened when it may or may not have. I don't think it did, but and then they're out rioting in the streets, and they're not trusting the elections, and we got all these people sitting at home trying to think that they got wrong some way. So I don't think, let them file, let them talk about it. I think the press and the media and the politicians think that it's controlling everyday people's lives, and it's really not. So for me, for the people that voted for Trump, let it have resolution. And I really do think everybody needs to put down their flavor of political Kool-Aid, because a lot of people are really drunk on over politics right now and taking sides and letting it lead to violence. So I let it have some resolution, and then let's move on.
All right,
Sam,
let's take a break.
Can I just interject one thing there?
Go ahead.
So Patricia, Patty said that, you know, the winners. Did Republicans really lose? I looked down ticket, and it was a pretty solid day for the Republican Party in the exact same election that wasn't so good for the head of our party. So the other thing I look at is this was an exact replica of the 2016 elections, only it was switched. President Trump lost for exactly the same reason that Hillary Clinton lost in 2016, and almost in exactly the same way. If you do a state by state analysis, there was a lot of Democrats who didn't like her that either stayed out of the presidential elections or switched parties and that's what happened to Trump. It was a referendum on President Trump's personality, and it was an exact replica of what happened in 16. So you can't accept the results based on a political dynamic in 2016 and then reject the results, the exact same dynamic in 2020 when it works against you. So that's the only thing I would say, Patty, is that it just, you know, that's the distinction for me if you do an analysis with 2016.
Okay, Eva, can I just throw in Eva here for the last word on this particular segment, and then we'll take a break. Eva?
You know, I think that Senator Hardy has some really good points in terms of, you know, they're asking to throw out parts of the election, but they don't want to throw out the parts where they won. So there's something that defies credibility in making that sort of argument. And obviously both sides had a lot of different political victories, depending on the states, depending on what happened. But I agree. I mean, largely, you know, it looks like, obviously we don't know what's going to happen in Georgia, but the Republicans could keep control of the U.S. Senate, they made gains in the House. So I don't understand why people think that that's credible, but that the presidential election is not credible. And I think we see it even here in the state with what's happened with the few people who lost trying to challenge the election in terms of those local races.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back right after this timeout.
Tamarack Casino is giving away $100,000 through November 28th. You heard that right. Tamarack is giving away $100,000 guaranteed. Every Friday and Saturday, Tamarack will give away $5,000 nightly. And on October 30th and November 28th, Tamarack will be giving away $20,000 in all cash grand prizes guaranteed. Don't miss your chance to win big.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Your good times are at Tamarack.
Penny, Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they will.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great all-pundit show going here today with former State Senator Patty Farley, Warren Hardy, principal with the Hardy Consulting Group, and also a former state senator, and Eva Segerblum, attorney with Maddox, Segerblum, and Canepa. So Senator Farley, Harry Reid said that before the election that Joe Biden should give the Republicans 3 weeks to work together with the Democrats, or they should throw out the filibuster. What are your thoughts on that?
So, you know, I think all the threats and the big talk is what's hurting everybody, right? I think people should be really, truly, after this election and the fact that we've seen people rioting and hurting each other and threatening each other for months, I think the rhetoric has to tone down. I think somebody really truly needs to reach across the aisle on both sides and look for opportunities to move the agenda of the American people forward and stop with all these threats and I'm gonna do this. Because we saw it here in our legislature, right? You put a tyrannical leader in place or you put somebody who's power hungry, and then it continues to dwindle down the overall statesmanship that we expect people to have. So for me, I'd like to see some of that talk go away. And I would like Senator Reid to implore President-elect Joe Biden to do everything in his power to get the country running again correctly with bipartisan support in as many places as possible.
Warren, do you see that happening without a change in ownership of the television networks?
You know, I think, yeah, that's a whole other story for a whole other subject for a whole other day, Sam, the role of the media has played in dividing the country. I just don't think that's who President-elect Biden is. I think he's made a career of working across the aisle. I think he will continue to work across the aisle. The other thing is, I think, you know, I still feel like as a former Republican senator, there was a pretty dang good day for Republicans and from conservatism. I look at this election as a repudiation of two things. One, Trump's personality, the way he conducts himself, the way he treats people, But it was an equal repudiation in my mind of the aggressive, progressive agenda of the left. The American people seem to have screamed, get back to the center and govern. Get back to the center where we are. And we can argue whether the country's center left or center right, but the country's center. And I've never seen an election like this where there was absolutely no effort on either side of the aisle to reach out to the center. Everybody doubled, tripled, quadrupled down on their bases. That is not how we do presidential elections. I think Joe Biden has made a career of reaching across the aisle. Frankly, so has Senator McConnell. I think we're going to be pleasantly surprised with how things go. And I'll tell you, before you tell me that McConnell was a partisan hack the last 4 years, he was, because sadly, our legislative branch has become the political arm of the executive branch, which was never intended. Democrats did it when they had President Obama. Republicans did it when they had President Bush and President Trump. But I think if we see a president, an executive branch that's willing to reach across the aisle, that'll be reciprocated. And I think that's what we're going to see.
Okay, Eva, I don't even have to ask you a question. I think you have just been handed a lot of softballs. Go ahead and respond.
Yeah, I obviously completely disagree, especially as the Senator McConnell, his number one goal when Obama was president was making sure he didn't get a second term. So you can't say that he has been any way engaged in bipartisanship. That is the exact opposite. He's had this recovery bill sitting on his desk for months now, doing nothing. I think it absolutely, from a progressive standpoint, the filibuster has to go. Obviously, we already have seen what's happened when the filibuster went for judges, and it's time to do that for legislation, because if there's any chance of anything getting passed, that's what has to happen.
All right, let's take another break and we'll be right back.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
Tamarack Casino is giving away $100,000 through November 28th. You heard that right. Tamarack is giving away $100,000 guaranteed. Every Friday and Saturday, Tamarack will give away $5,000 nightly. And on October 30th and November 28th, Tamarack will be giving away $20,000 in all cash grand prizes guaranteed. Don't miss your chance to win big.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Your good times are at Tamarack.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, our final segment here with Warren Hardy, Eva Segelblum, and Patty Farley. Warren, we've got a 10-vote difference between Ross Miller and Stavros Antony for the Clark County Commission, which is unbelievable considering that it's been a union Democrat, as Tom Mitchell would say, county commission for so long. What do you think this says? And you got about 25 seconds here.
Well, I think that illustrates my point in the last segment, that this election has been a repudiation of the progressive move to the left. add to the far right, to the Republicans on the far right. The country and the state is saying, let's get back to the center. And really, that's where we need to get. So didn't surprise me at all that the Republicans had pickups in the state assembly and in the state Senate and potentially on the county commission, because I really believe that's the dynamic that that's the message that the voters are sending to both parties.
Okay, I got to cut you off here because we want to go to Patty Farley here. Senator Farley, your thoughts on the closeness of that particular race.
So I agree with Warren. I think it's the state of Nevada saying, and its voters saying we're moving too far in either direction. And Nevada phenomenally is a purple state. And I think that when one side over succeeds too much, the middle comes back and votes. And I think that's what we saw. We saw a lot of people show up to express their views. So I think that that happened in every race.
Eva, you got the last word here.
Sure. I think that Democrats were really hurt by how you were able to campaign in COVID in terms of, you know, they decided not to canvass, not to go door to door, whereas Republicans didn't make that same decision. And I think that really hurt them. I don't know that it was necessarily the wrong decision, but I think that is what has led to these very close races. And where you see the margin of difference is in how the campaigning was able to be done.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you all very much. A terrific show. Really appreciate it. We're going to have to put you guys back together again. And we'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts. And now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. You can do that now these days. We'll see you on the next broadcast.